Welcome to Closet Conversations with Cody.
This is Cody Chembars, and we are excited for another Closet Conversations devotion this morning. Just a reminder, we are live every Monday morning on Facebook Live at 8:30 in the morning. We also have a YouTube channel where we upload all of our videos every Monday morning as soon as we finish our devotion. So please enjoy today's content, and we will see you soon. Good Monday morning. Today is March the 30th. It is 8:32, and we are live for another Closet Conversations with Cody. We have a very special guest today. Who's our guest today?
Gracie.
Gracie Bell. Yes. So she is my oldest daughter. How old are you?
Six.
Are you? Did you just turn six?
No.
No? When's your birthday?
May 28th.
All right. And you'll be?
Seven.
So we have a 6 3/4-year-old. We'll be 7 in May. And she wanted to bring the word this morning. So she wanted to lead us in our live devotion. And so we've just been writing down some notes for her to talk about. We found two really good scriptures that we're going to share with you today. And we're excited. We are excited to just be able to share God's word with you. So Grace, just tell us a little bit. What are we talking about? What topic are we talking about today?
We're talking about joy today.
Okay. Why are we talking about joy?
Because joy is a special thing, and it's within the fruits that Cody has talked about.
Yes. Yeah, so the fruit of the spirit, right? Do you know all the fruits of the spirit?
Yes. There are actually 10. Okay. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Okay, good. So there's 9. So she knows all of the fruit. And do you know where you find the fruit in the Bible?
No, I do not.
Galatians 5. So if you don't know the fruit of the Spirit, you can go turn to Galatians 5 and you can read all about the fruit. And so Grace came to me last night and really this morning and said, Daddy, I want to talk about joy. And I thought, what better of a time for us to talk about joy? And, you know, one thing that I did last week is just ask everybody, what has been something positive that has happened because of COVID-19? And there were an astounding amount of responses that just said there's positivity all around. There's joy all around. And for us to be able to find joy, even when the world is in chaos. And so I'm excited to hear what Grace has to say this morning. I think it's going to be a great message. And I know that Holy Spirit's going to lead Grace and to teach us what we need to hear. By the way, Mr. Garrett said, good morning, Grace.
Good morning, Mr. Garrett.
All right, so Grace, tell us a little bit about joy. What do you know about joy?
So joy, it's loving, it's caring, and it really brings hope together.
Okay, so it's loving, caring, and really brings hope together. So does everybody have joy, or do only certain people have joy?
Everyone can have joy if they have the chance to find it and if they want to find it.
Okay, so your note that she wrote down here, mm-hmm. that actually I wrote down, she says everyone has joy, but some people need a little help finding it. Did you say that?
Yes.
So everybody has joy, but some people just need a little bit of help finding it. And so that's part of what we are called to do as sons and daughters. Remember, we just finished our series on identity in our Tangled series and about how the enemy has come. Remember Rapunzel?
Yes, Rapunzel. Yes.
So Rapunzel was really a princess, but this witch took her, mm-hmm. and hid her identity from her. Mm-hmm. And that's what the enemy wants to do to us. And so we talked about how to get back our identity and to be sons and daughters of the Most High King. And so everyone has joy, but some people need help finding it.
And some of that came from a movie that I saw.
Okay, what movie is that?
Trolls. Because when the Bergens know the trolls at the feast, Poppy sings a song about joy. Everyone can have joy if they want to find it.
Very good. Okay, so trolls. Yes, and the Bergens, they were very unhappy, weren't they?
Because they wanted to eat trolls. They thought that was the only thing that made them happy.
Wow. And so they were seeking out joy in the wrong places. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Because they were trying to hurt somebody else to find joy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all they knew, right? So sometimes people that don't have joy may try to hurt those people with joy because they really just want the same joy that we are carrying. Is that right?
I think so.
I don't really know. I think that'll work. All right. So what's your next note here?
Are supposed to love when
with
joy.
Yes. So what does that mean? We are supposed to love with joy. What does that mean?
We're supposed to love one another with joy.
Okay. So how does love and joy correlate? How do they go hand in hand, like peanut butter and jelly?
I guess what you can say to be the easiest way would be to, like I said in the beginning, to love one another and help one another.
Okay. And so that love with joy, we're supposed to love with joy, that really helps the people that don't have it find it, right? And let me ask you a question. Can you really love somebody if you don't have joy?
Yes, you can.
You can love somebody and not have joy?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what's better, loving somebody with joy or without joy?
Loving somebody without joy.
That's right. So we are called, beloved, to love people with joy. So when we are loving with joy, we have that joy of the Lord as part of the fruit of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to be drawn to us. They're going to be attracted to us and want to find out, why does Grace have all of this joy? Why does Cody have all of this joy? Because we love them with joy, and that's going to draw them in. That's what's going to draw them in. That's the same thing that Jesus did, right?
Mm-hmm.
He loved everybody. He loved everyone. He died on a cross for us because he loved us. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life, right? So, so if Jesus loves, then we need to love, and we're going to be able to bring that joy out of people and to show them our joy. Okay. So Grace, tell us a couple of ways on how to find joy.
How to find joy. So this is how I know how to find joy. Be caring.
Thankful.
Thankful for something or someone.
Okay, so be thankful for something or someone. How does that help with joy?
I would say because helping someone that's really caring, and that's what joy basically kind of is.
Okay.
Caring and sharing.
Caring and sharing. And so when we are thankful for someone or something, we're not focused on what we don't have.
Mm-mm.
We're not focused on the negativity of somebody else that they may be showing us. We are loving them and we are thankful for what we have, not what we don't have. So that right there is going to help bring us joy. So some of those that are out there that are watching, that they're not thankful for what they have, or they're not thankful for the people in their lives, that's really going to rob your joy. So one of the first ways to restore your joy, especially in this season that we're in, where there's fear, there's panic, there's worry, there's anxiety, find something and someone to be thankful for. You're shifting your focus from the negativity. You're shifting your focus on what you don't have, and you're going to be joyful. So that's step one to find how to find your joy. Okay. So what's the next one?
Help
somebody
else.
Okay, so how is helping somebody else going to bring joy?
Because it brings joy because they're happy somebody's helping them. Like if somebody falls and they're sad, or if their feelings got hurt or something like that, that joy is the place you can go when somebody's, or when you're in an action like that or something like that.
Okay. All right. So helping somebody else, right? Mm-hmm. That is, we can easily restore our own joy, but we can also help restore the joy of others. When we help somebody else, we are fulfilling that innate call of being a son or daughter of the Most High. When we help somebody else, we are going to bring our joy back, mm-hmm. and we're also going to be able to bring the joy to the people that we're helping. There's a great quote that says that you be kind to everyone. You don't know what battle they're facing. So we don't know. I don't know what Grace is struggling. I mean, I do know what Grace is struggling with, but I don't know what you're struggling with. And I can tell you that if I was being rude and unkind to you, is that going to do anything to bring joy out of you?
No.
No. So when we walk around with joy and we help other people, we are actually going to release more joy in our life, mm-hmm. and we can also release joy to
in
the person that they're helping, and we're helping. Yes. All right. This is probably one of the best pieces of advice that she wrote down. All right. Praise
God
in all situations,
good or bad.
All right. So how does praising God in all situations, good or bad, how does it help our joy?
I would say, from my example, that brings Jesus joy too.
Okay, so how does praising bring joy though? How does it help somebody?
How does it help somebody?
Yes.
I guess because I actually don't know this one.
Okay, I'll put it on the spot. So when you praise God, right, we talk about Psalm 104 all the time. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. So when we are praising him, we are taking our focus off of our problems and we are putting our praise on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So we are taking our focus off of the problem, mm-hmm. and returning our focus and our praise onto the King. Now, all of a sudden, mm-hmm. the problem that was bothering us, that was robbing us of our joy, that mm-hmm. was stealing our joy, we now are looking at the King and we're saying, thank you, Father. Thank you that no matter what situation, that you are going to use this for my good. Thank you that this is a challenging situation and this is a painful situation, but you are going to use it for my good and for your glory. So when we praise him, we restore our joy. So we praise him in all situations, good or bad. Okay. So here's another note that she wanted to share. You want me to read it for you?
Is this that
your,
one?
Yeah, your joy one? Is contagious
and will help
everyone
around
that don't have joy.
That don't have joy.
So your joy is contagious, mm-hmm. and will help everyone around you that don't have
joy.
So how does that work? Why do we want to share that?
Because we want to give joy to one another.
Right. And so I specifically use that word contagious, right? So mm-hmm. we have one of the most contagious, according to everything that we're hearing from the CDC and the White House, we have one of the most contagious viruses that are currently spreading around the world. And so just as contagious as COVID-19 is that's how contagious our joy is. So if Grace and myself are walking into a room or a supermarket or wherever we're going, mm-hmm. our joy is going to be contagious to those that are around you. Have you ever walked in a place where it's kind of like they seemed upset or sad, and then your joy, it just kind of brightened the room and they kind of got, maybe like you had a friend or something. Have you ever had that happen?
I honestly don't know.
No? Okay. Well, I know that I've walked into a room and we have the power to change the atmosphere. Now, I'm not getting all super spiritual or kooky. We have the ability to change the spiritual atmosphere of wherever we go. If we're going out to Costco, if we're going to Dollar General, if we're going to Walmart to go get groceries, I know we're not supposed to be out. But what I'm telling you is that we have the ability to be contagious with our joy. Our joy will draw people into us, kind of like the bugs at night with a light outside. Have you ever seen that? Our lights outside where all the bugs are like just drawn to the light?
Kind of like moths.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Because the lights, I guess they're like bright for the moths and they like light bright.
Yeah.
And they don't like darkness.
Yeah, so the moths are attracted to the light, and that is what people are going to do to us. They're going to be attracted to the joy that we are showing. Because how many people do we come in contact with that are mopey, or they're down, or they're dismal, they're sad, they're depressed? No one wants to be around those people. Who do they want to be around? They want to be around people that are filled with the
joy
of the Lord.
They have.
Like, or that they don't have and they want to get from you, right? So your joy, beloved, is contagious. So are you being contagious with your joy, or are you holding and hoarding your joy? Because if you will share your joy, if you will let your joy flow freely and show freely, you will be just like the light at dark, and all the moths, everything that are going to, they're going to come out of the dark and be drawn to the light. All right, Grace, share your verse, and then we're going to come to a close.
This verse, right?
Yep. So,
right
here. Let this hope burst forth within you, releasing a continual what?
Joy. Do not give up in a time full of
trouble,
but
commune
with God at all times. Romans, what is it?
It's right there. Let's look at your notes.
12, 11.
No, look at your notes.
11.
Look at your notes.
Okay.
Romans 12:12. Let this hope burst forth within you, releasing a continual joy. Don't give up in a time of trouble, but commune with God at all times. So we are called to release that continual joy. We are called to walk in joy, and people are going to be drawn to us, and then we're going to be able to give them and share with them the reason of the hope and the joy that we have, which is what? Where does our hope and joy come from?
In our hearts and from the Lord.
From Jesus. That's right. So when we are showing and sharing that joy, people are going to be drawn to us. So now we get to tell them, Grace, why are you not worried about everything that's going on in the world? Now you could say, all right, let me tell you where my joy comes from.
And why I'm not grumpy about this.
Yes, absolutely. And we're going to finish off with the classic verse, Nehemiah 8:10, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. So beloved, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So if you're battling today, if you're battling with fear and worry and depression, we're going to pray for you at the end of this video, but we want you to know that there is joy and there is strength in the Lord, in Jesus Christ. So if we could pray or specifically for you, send us a message. Grace and I will pray for you today.
Mm-hmm.
And Grace, you want to finish off with something else, and then
yes,
we'll come to a close.
I wanted to share something with you. I don't know if you guys have been getting a lot of comments about something like, what a beautiful day, or like, you look pretty, or like, your hair. But me and my mom, my brother and sister, we get a lot of comments in stores and like out walks. We get a lot of comments about how pretty we look, about how I look like my mom, about how Ollie looks like dad. We have been getting a lot of comments lately. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. That's one thing that I know about joy that has happened to me.
Okay, so you're sharing an experience of joy. Great. Mm-hmm. That's good. Okay. And so the other thing I heard mm-hmm. is that someone was spreading joy to you.
Everyone who I have been talking to has been spreading joy. So have I, because I love to talk and comment.
Yes. And so I think what you're meaning is compliment, right? Mm-hmm. So one way, so listen, so maybe we should challenge them today. Maybe we should challenge the people that are listening to go out and give 10 compliments to people that they know and that they don't know.
What would their treat be if they did do that?
Well, they're going to get joy. All right. So here it is. The official challenge from Grace. She challenges you to go mm-hmm. out and to give 10
compliments
or comments. I guess it could work, but they need to be positive.
It needs to be like, what a beautiful day, or I like your shirt, something like that.
Okay, good.
Something commented.
Something positive. We don't want any negativity. No, the world does not need any more negativity. We are here to be contagious.
And to give joy.
And to give joy. Amen. Amen. Anything else you want to say before we pray?
One more thing. One thing I've learned since however long I've been in this earth and I've been in church, I have learned that love, joy, and all of the fruits are something special. You have got to know what those mean, because you will be needing those through all of your life. However long you have been on this earth, you will need those.
Good. Amen. Amen. All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this wonderful day today and our time together. Lord, we thank you for the joy that was released this morning. Father, we come against the spirit of fear and the spirit of worry and anxiety and depression. Lord, we bind and silence them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we declare that your will be done and that your children, your sons and daughters, will be contagious with joy. Father, I ask that you would bless Grace with immense joy today and all those that are listening or that are going to listen. And we ask, Father, that their joy would be just as contagious as Grace's joy. Father, we give you the praise and the honor and the glory for everything that you're doing. And we bless your holy name. It's in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. So if you enjoyed our special guest this morning, be sure to leave us a comment so we can plan out something else for when Holy Spirit gives her a message. Grace, tell everyone we're going to sign off and we'll see them in a little bit.
All right. Bye. I hope you like this video. Please send lots of comments and tell people about this video. They can get to know him, even the ones that don't know about him and that do. Tell them to come on Closet Conversations with Cody.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful day. We will see you next Monday at 8:30 on Facebook Live.
Bye-bye. Trust that today's message blessed you. And if it did, please send it to somebody who really needs to hear it, and have a blessed day.